This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we are here on Porkfest Eve at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival starts off. That would be Porkfest X, the 10th annual Porcupine Freedom Festival, put on by the Free State Project, of course. And tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And me, Mark.
As we kick off the second hour of the show, you can still call us at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything that's on your mind. We've got a guest with us tonight sitting in just for a little while. We try to interview some people tonight. And Corey Moore is here with us. Hey, Corey.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So do you have a claim to fame, like a big project that you do, or would people know you from a project that you have?
I used to do The Voice of Radical Dissent, which was a fairly popular podcast. Right now I'm working on a podcast with Andrew Clark and Nico von Akron called The American Evolution. And it's basically, we're shedding away the political stuff, and we want to do the lifestyle politics thing. So we want to change the world by changing ourselves.
What is lifestyle politics? I don't even know what that means.
The concept is basically you change your life. You want to, like Gandhi said, you want to be the change you want to see in the world. So, you know, self-improvement, things like that. You know, how to improve yourself. And actions speak louder than words. We can sit and argue all the time about economics and all these different things, but, I mean, you're not really changing anyone's mind. But if you're doing really well in your life, people are going to listen to you.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that, and I'm glad that you're doing that project. So where can people find it?
You can find that at AmericaEvolve.org.
AmericaEvolve.org. Okay, cool. So, well, then maybe you'll be familiar with this term called cultural Marxism that was brought up by the last caller. Now, you know, he was alleging that let me see if I get what he was saying straight. But modern day feminism was started and funded by the CIA, and the reason that families are falling apart is because women work and they're not at the home. Now, okay,
but that had something to do with Gloria Steinem in the 90s and having admitted to the working for the CIA, and I don't know that. Yeah, you know, I mean, my mom worked outside of the home in the 70s.
Well, she must have been just on the CIA payroll then.
You couldn't find a more conservative woman.
Now, you know, I could buy that there probably are some people in power who saw a situation where it was common for one spouse, and that was the husband, to be the breadwinner and to work.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I could buy that there are some people in power who saw that situation and said, if we could just get women to work, there would be a whole new tax base that we could tap into, and we could enlist them for the whole tax slavery.
But then you'd have to suggest that the government was actually good at something,
yeah,
right? Like that they had achieved something. Because, I mean, I can point to government program after government program that has failed miserably, but this is the one that worked, right?
If it was a government program, maybe. But I think there were, you know, like a lot of women who wanted to work, you know,
yeah.
Myself included. I don't just want to stay home and pop out babies.
Not,
you know, some people do want to do that, and like that's their choice. And as long as it's their genuine choice, that's great. You know, like do what makes you happy. But I would say that in the past, women's options were pretty limited as to what they could do. If they were going to get a job, it was like, okay, you can be a teacher or a secretary, and you're going to get like, yeah, or a nurse, yeah. Or a librarian, maybe. But, you know, those are pretty limited in terms of career. So I'm glad that there are more options nowadays, honestly. I'm grateful for that. But anyway, Corey, if you have any thoughts about that, you're welcome to share. But I kind of wanted to talk to you about a blog post that I saw you write a little while ago.
Oh, boy. here we go.
And you're saying that because the blog post was titled something like Why I Hate Libertarians.
Yeah, you know, and I was talking to Mark about this during the break, and, you know, it was pure hyperbole. I don't hate libertarians. I identify as a libertarian. I want to start off
by saying, I got to hand it to you, honestly, that you know how to get people to click on your link.
I wasn't even trying. Like, you want to know the honest truth of what that blog post was? I was trying to write a, like, 12-page paper on American anarchism, and I was just had a mind block. So I just started typing. Like, this little rant that I had, and I published it and posted it on Facebook. And the next thing I know, like, people were reading it and commenting, and I was like, oh, great. Now
you're feeling frustrated with some things about the libertarian community, I guess you could say, which is going to be here at Porkfest. and we'll come back to that in a moment, but we do have a call on the line. Mark, can we bring him on?
Yeah, let's take Shane from Connecticut.
Running the phones tonight. Hey, Shane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, I have a question for you about GMO labeling bill that was passed in Connecticut. And I know before this law was passed, it was hard for companies to put GMO-free on some of the products just because they were threatened with lawsuits from big corporations, that, you know, biotech corporations. So I was wondering,
I'm sure Monsanto doesn't like that.
Well, what's that?
I said I'm sure Monsanto doesn't like that when people label their foods GMO-free.
Exactly, yeah. So I was wondering, what is the alternative to having government-forced labeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation where the government is already so involved in the process. I mean, there are subsidies, massive, massive subsidies for corn, soy, and wheat, which are also the biggest GMO crops that are grown in the U.S. And so they're all over it, and they enforce the intellectual property that Monsanto and these other biotech companies have that make GMO foods. And so
yeah, the biggest problem with GMO is intellectual property. The laws. And
yeah.
It's the court system that Monsanto is able to wield.
I'm open to health consequences, too, because, of course, you know, like there's a lot of herbicide that's dumped into the environment from the Roundup-resistant soybeans, and that could have environmental consequences.
The insecticides, it's likely that that's what's causing these bee population collapses. We don't know, but...
And also that, you know, supposedly there could be...
I'm a farmer, so I'm totally against GMOs 100%. You know, I've looked at all the research from, you know, foreign to domestic, but it seems that government forced labeling doesn't, you know, from my point of view, it seems like it's kind of a shady option. Like, there's got to be something that's a little bit better than this. And then since they're getting sued, if they do label without government permission, I mean, it's kind of like they're stuck between a rock and a hard spot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I actually heard that Monsanto supported some of the labeling propositions because it was going to make it easier on them to basically sue people or to, you know, it was going to basically benefit them. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Do you guys have any ideas about what we would propose as an alternative?
You know, I think this is a real mess, and the real mess is that the court systems are in this country are just so messed up. It takes years and years and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to finally bring a case to trial. And so the big guys can take the little guys, they can beat the hell out of them before they ever get their day in court. And that's what the scary part is. If the politicians make a law that says, Monsanto can't sue people in our state for labeling GMO-free. Well, whoever writes that law is likely to be in the pocket Monsanto, and then, you know, there's going to be things inserted in the law that people didn't see. It's going to be called the Freedom and Labeling Act, when in fact it's, you know, nothing but tyranny and labeling.
Yeah, and then there's a giant subsidy for Monsanto in there, and they can't be sued.
And the problem is that the political system is bought and paid for a long time ago. I wish I had a better system for you, and I can tell you that I have a soft spot in my heart for government. You know, there's certain areas of the government that I like better than others, and, you know, labeling laws,
really?
I tend to like, but then they mess it up. You know, then they go and they mess it up. Yeah, I want to know how many calories is in something, and I want that that rating, that weights and measures have always been a role, have long since been a role of government. And
third-party organizations
lie every time.
And third-party organizations can verify that, and maybe that's the solution here. Some kind of third-party testing agency that tests to see, okay, we're going to genotype this food and see if there's any transgenes in there that mean it's genetically modified. And maybe it could be completely done outside the system. I mean, it seems like what you're doing, caller, I'm sorry, I forgot his name. It was
Shane,
thank you. It sounds like what you're doing, Shane, is like actually helping. You are an organic farmer. And so how do you let people know, by the way, that your food is free of GMOs and is organic?
I mean, to a degree, we really can't say that it's 100% GMO-free, but we don't grow GMO crops, such as corn, soybeans, cottonseed, canola, papaya. I think those are the only ones that are... alfalfa was approved in California recently. But since we don't grow those, we can't have our crops cross-pollinated. So,
right.
I mean, it's GMO-free in that sense, just because it's
a big
really
challenge, Shane. Thanks for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we are broadcasting from Rogers Campground up here in Lancaster, New Hampshire, because it's Porkfest Eve, guys. I'm excited.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian, again.
And we've got Corey Moore here with us. You were talking with us last segment, Corey. And we were going to get into a blog post that you had written called Why I Hate Libertarians.
Yeah. Can I first, to the last caller, I just don't understand why people are so anti-GMO. You know, we have been genetically modifying crops since the beginning of agriculture. And the fact that I can grow a tomato in Ohio, I live in Ohio, right? I can grow a tomato in Ohio and it can frost. And because they spliced that with fish genes, it'll survive. I mean, I think that's incredible. You know, why are we so concerned about this? I mean, is there really any solid evidence of health concerns?
Yeah, well, I'd like to talk about that with you.
I don't know any more than that.
I would like to talk about it, but first, we have a very important message we need to tell our audience about.
Actually, we'd like to tell you about Bitcoin Store, which is at bitcoinstore.com. It has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment.
That's a lot of items.
That is a lot of items, and they are currently at 0% markup. I mean, these are really, we've been looking at this stuff recently, Stephanie, and the prices are just amazing there. But the caveat is it's all in Bitcoin, and that's why it's BitcoinStore.com.
But if you're one of the lucky few who got Bitcoins when they were $13, $10, or even less than, right now, current spot's around $100, so if you got them for less than $100, then you are getting a bargain, and you can buy a computer, you can buy a microphone, any kind of consumer electronics, they probably have it. And, I mean, 0% markup is a huge deal. You know, that's unheard of. I mean, you can get cheap electronics on Amazon or Newegg, but they're not going to be that cheap.
No, and it's definitely the easiest way to convert Bitcoins into real-world items. I mean, again, electronics, computers, you name it. They've even had some pretty rare models I noticed when I looked on there. And you're also kind of buying anonymity because they're not tracking your items. All you have to do is give them an address. You don't even have to give them your name to buy anything. Again, check it out. Over 500,000 items is bitcoinstore.com.
And you're supporting a business who is part of the Bitcoin economy and is a friend of Free Talk Live. So, yeah, totally recommend them. So, okay, Corey, we want to talk about GMO foods. Now, just to let people know, I mean, you know, so take this for what it's worth, right? But my background is actually in biomedical sciences. So I know, you know, a little bit about genetics. And from what I understand, genetically modified foods are definitely not the same as just like kind of crossbreeding to select for certain characteristics. So, for instance, like a lot of people say, well, cauliflower used to be the size of like your finger and corn used to be the size of baby corn, but over the years they've been bred and selected so that they're much bigger. And yeah, as I understand it, that is true, and that's something you can do with just natural selection. But something you couldn't do with just natural selection is introducing genes from other organisms into the plant. So, for instance, like you said, there was a fish gene in certain tomatoes, and then also there's genes from bacteria that make toxins that kill bugs that might eat the plant. So those are some things that are done to genetically modified foods. I think that, you know, I'm skeptical of it too. Like, I started out kind of thinking, like, well, what's the problem with this? It's just science, it's technology, it helps feed people in the developing world. What's the issue? Well, there's a couple of issues with it. One, obviously, is the patent system, which, you know, Monsanto has used to sue all these small farmers. And, you know, basically, it's this really objectionable business practice where they, you know, somebody's growing their crops and the pollen blows in the wind and it gets into another field, and then they somehow, you know, surreptitiously like take a leaf from that other field and say, they stole our intellectual property, we're going to sue you. And even if their claim is pretty baseless, a small farmer can't really afford to fight it in court, and so they end up just kind of folding. And that's one big issue I see with GMO crops. Do you have any comments about that?
You know, but that's the thing. Like, why are we conflating Monsanto with genetically modified organisms in general? Like, Monsanto
okay,
is
fair
terrible.
Enough. That's a business practice of theirs.
I'm not going to defend Monsanto. They are one of the worst corporations that exists. They get a ton of state privilege, and they do terrible things to people that are trying to make a living. But I'm just saying that the concept itself, you know, I don't know the science. You know the science. You're the doctor. So, you know.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to take everything I say as fact or anything like that. But, you know, so here are some issues that I see from a science perspective or from an issue with the concept of modifying plants with other genes. One of them is that often they're putting in, so there's these soybeans, this strain of soybeans that is resistant to an herbicide called Roundup. And what that results in is spraying tons of this herbicide on the fields of soybeans so that no other plants can grow. And then it kind of runs into these rivers, and, you know, that could have some pretty serious environmental consequences. So that's one issue I see. Another one, which, you know, maybe there's not quite as much evidence for, but if you put foreign proteins, and that's what genes are, they code for proteins, if you put foreign proteins into plants, it could potentially create new allergens, things that people are allergic to. Or those proteins could potentially be harmful or toxic to humans, like this this bacterial toxin, the BT toxin that's in some corn. And now, is the evidence kind of not really fleshed out for that? Yeah, but I don't know. Is the research ever going to be done when there are very powerful interests that don't want it to be done, that don't want those things to be shown to be unsafe, right?
I think research is actually, for me, it's the real problem with GMOs. GMOs in and of themselves, I don't so have a much a problem with, because I think they're going to be necessary for when we start to explore space, which I think humans are going to do, you know, very deeply. But my problem is that the cost of developing these, now I understand, you know, that these modified foods are cheaper when they hit the market, but that no one ever talks about the cost of what it takes to develop them and bring them to the market, which comes from tax dollars, which comes from all kinds of, I mean, it's insane amounts of money that do not add up to what you would normally pay for an heirloom food. So there's these hidden costs that the you know, the media never ever talks about, that makes them completely impractical now as compared to heirloom, because there's actually no real I know we need to feed all the people around the world, but I don't see any real need for them yet, because equally, you know, when they give it to these other countries, like in Africa, it's the old adage, you know, teach a man to fish. And what they're doing is they're giving them foods, that seeds that can't regrow, so they're not actually, so these countries become dependent upon modified organisms constantly getting shipped to them, not that they can keep regrowing. So you're not actually developing anything, and I don't think right now they're not helping anything. In the future, could they? Most certainly, I think they'll help. But right now, they're an excess cost that we don't have the money for.
That's another issue, too, is that, you know, the pollen or whatever from these genetically modified organisms can get into other populations of plants, so that the seeds from those plants that were so-called genetically pure now no longer are, and may carry some genes from the genetically modified crops. And for some people, that's a problem, because they want, you know, genetic diversity among plants, and like we want a lot of different varieties of corn, not just Monsanto's strain of corn, right? So I could see that being a problem from a science, pure science standpoint, right?
But, you know, as Brian said, you know, if you know what, you're coming up on a break, maybe we should finish this thought at the top of the next break.
Okay, well, if you have it, go ahead, quick.
I'm just saying, farm subsidies. I mean, get rid of the farm subsidies. We are paying people not to grow crops.
Yeah, it's absolutely only a part of a much larger problem.
Yeah.
All right, this is Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call us about genetically modified foods or anything else that's on your mind. Tell us why you hate libertarians. 855-453. There's more coming up.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoodsDirect.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And we have a bad Quaker with us, don't we?
This is very exciting.
It's Ben Stone. He does the Bad Quaker podcast. Hey, Ben.
Hi. Good to be with you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming. I love your radio voice. Every time I hear you, I'm just like, oh.
It is smooth.
A wonderful voice.
It's awesome.
I like Corey's voice, too. We were just talking with Corey Moore in the last segment. Great radio voice as well. Lots of great voices in this movement. So anyway, you can still call us, even though we're broadcasting live from Rogers Campground and in Lancaster, New Hampshire, and Porkfest Eve. And you can... Oh, my. Okay, we've got a hot call on the line, but first we have an important message to bring you. But I want to let you know that you can call us at 855-450-FREE. And Brian?
Yeah, I want to tell you about an incredible, in my opinion, sci-fi webcomic. It's called Quantum Vibe. It's all about, a young woman as she travels, around the solar system to all these variously set up status worlds, all these different colonies. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now you can also get the first 400 strips, and I can't recommend them enough. Believe me, I am a huge comic book fan, and this is great stuff by Scott Beezer. And you can get Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, or direct from Big Head Press, which is the publisher, with a list price of only $14.95, and it is worth it. Definitely check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth paying for something that is that good quality.
And Quantum Vibe is quality.
Would you like to give us a rendition of the Quantum Vibe theme song?
I cannot compare to Hannah Hoffman's amazing vocals, but...
Okay, well, you'll hear that if you listen to the Free Talk Live podcast often enough. So, okay, Ben Stone is with us from Bad Quaker Podcast, right, Ben?
That's correct.
Yeah, where can people find you online, and what is Bad Quaker Podcast?
Well, it's some ramblings of an old bad Quaker.
Why are you bad?
I'm just not a very good Quaker. I really hold strong to some beliefs that Quakers traditionally have held. but I'm also not very good at being pacifist and not very good at even, you know, I talk a lot about the zero aggression principle and applying it to your life and everything, and yet I'm not very good at that. I still find myself tending toward violence. So it's not that I can't live up to what I preach. What I'm talking about is an ideal, and I want to be there, and I am happy to admit that I'm not there, and yeah. I want to do everything I can to become that.
Yeah, I think that's something that people appreciate, you know, when people are honest about their personal struggles, because nobody's perfect. Some people pretend to be, and they're not telling the truth. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for being vulnerable about that. But we do have a call on the line, Ben, that I think you might enjoy. Do you want to talk to this person? It's Wes. I think he's calling from Flint, Michigan.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Wes. Well, we're going to bring you on Free Talk Live in just a moment. Mark is our phone boy tonight. Wes, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking the call. How are you today?
Sure thing. Yeah, we're doing great. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Outstanding. Yeah, my son, it's interesting. My son works for the NSA. My wife and I were vetted when he was vetted for his security clearance. And so
wow.
I thought we were, you know, pretty good as far as our background. We don't, we pay our taxes. We don't speak out against the government, which I think we probably should a little bit. It's healthy.
Yeah.
But I check my emails today, which I check every day, and my Yahoo accounts, I have two of them, were locked out. And there's a process to recover your password. And my secret question had been changed, which I never changed it. And I've got a friend that's in cryptography, and he's got some cool programs, and he backdoored and found out that one of the reset buttons was the government.gov email address.
Really?
Yes, normally you would say, hey, I lost my password, and they'd send it to an alternate email address. That alternate email address meant with a .gov. And I just thought that was kind of scary and
wow.
At the same time. So I just, you know, everybody should start checking their emails, I guess. And, you know, I thought we were kind of beyond contestation as far as our scruples. But I guess everybody gets with this. So.
Wow. So what do you gentlemen think about this? Somebody on the government added them to his email account, added themselves as an alternate email address.
It's pretty wild when you think about it.
It's pretty wild,
yeah.
All right, yeah. So did you have any other evidence that they did anything else to your email? Like, did messages get moved around? Did you have any of your information stolen? Anything else?
You know, I never keep a lot of personal information out there because the Internet is kind of scary in itself. And I wouldn't know if they've checked or seen anything as far as today because I don't have any access. There's no recourse. I don't know the password, the secret password, or if you reset it, that reset password will go to this .gov, whatever the email address is. So,
right.
I don't know. And like I said, you know, we just go to work and come home. And
yeah. Did you ask your son about this?
Well, no. We kind of, you know, I normally don't even speak to my son being with the NSA just because he does what he does. It's mm-hmm. the Air Force. And we're just concerned about his career. But, you know,
yeah.
If I see him in the near future, I'm going to ask him. But, you know, it just
yeah.
it was scary. So I figured I'd call her. You guys talking. But
yeah. Thanks so much for... Thanks so much for sharing that, Wes. I appreciate your call tonight. And,
yeah, that definitely reiterates a point that I like to make all the time, especially even on my show on Sovereign Tech. That's at SOVRYNTech.com. And that's that anytime you're doing any kind of electronic communication of any kind, text, email, whatever, just assume someone's seeing that. And, you know, that's really the only thing you can do about that. I mean, with this PRISM stuff, the Verizon scandal, all those things that have happened in the past couple of weeks, you know, these things aren't shocking, I don't think, anymore. It's shocking when it happens to you, no doubt about it.
What about encrypted email, Brian? Can they read that?
I would act under the auspices that, yes, even like things like PGP. I mean, you can say, well, it's 256-bit encryption. Well, you have two things working for that. One, 256-bit encryption can be broken. Yes, it takes months to do it, but it can. Number two is that the first quantum computers, which don't care about 256-bit encryption, it doesn't mean anything to them because they're so powerful and they don't work on a binary system, which is what 256-bit encryption is. You are just... You know, with those coming out now,
Are they coming out?
Well, they're being developed, I should say. They're being developed now, and if you hear that they're being developed, most likely they're coming out.
So just because it might be encrypted now doesn't mean there might not be another powerful computer in the future that might be able to break that encryption easily?
You said it very well. Yes, exactly. So those are the things. That's why I say even with encryption, just kind of assume. I mean, it's good to give them a hard time. I fully support people giving the government a hard time.
Yeah, why make it easy for them? I mean, there's some. It can be difficult to set up email encryption. I actually just did a video narration for a tutorial about how to set up encrypted email using Thunderbird, which is made by Mozilla. You know, it's open source, and the GPG plugin, which is PGP encryption, basically.
Right.
And there were some steps, and it was a little complicated, but, you know, look for help online. There's ways to do it, and you don't have to make it easy for people to read your emails, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's really all you can do is just give them a hard time about it, maybe. Or the opposite end of the spectrum is to just flood them with information. You know, and that's what that's another thing.
There's a website called like Troll the NSA or something.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of this? It's like basically a movement to write as many emails and phone calls and so forth as possible with these keywords that trigger a message to definitely get flagged by the NSA. And so the hope is to just bombard them with stuff, and they will never be able to hire enough people to read all this stuff.
I've been talking quite a bit about that lately. I've referred to it as throwing Legos on the carpet.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
I try to draw the mental picture of the government waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, stumbling around, stepping on Legos, and falling down the stairs.
If only it were that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so what are some of the other things that that are talked about on your show, Ben?
I try to make a difference between that was my Porky Pig imitation between the state and the government, because I believe the government is all those people that do all those things, wear those uniforms, and the state is the concept we have in our mind that we believe that it's real, that we believe that it's legitimate. So I try to focus on the difference there.
Right, and so you can free your mind by listening to Bad Quaker at badquaker.com. Thanks, Ben, for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No silver heart in the making of this advertisement.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the Sunday night edition, live from Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. We are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it hasn't officially started yet. It's Porkfest Eve, as I like to say, the day before Porkfest starts, and we are already having a blast, aren't we? So I'm Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be doing a show live for you where you can call in at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is a show where you're able to bring up anything that's on your mind, so let us have it. You want to comment on something we talked about previously, GMO foods, quantum computing, quantum vibe.
We talked about both of those.
And we talked about all kinds of things, but you can call in at 855-450-FREE. And our website, of course, is freetalklive.com, where you'll find archives of pretty much all of our old shows. Free Talk Live has been on the air for 10 years, and there's seasons 1 and 2 of Free Talk Live, plus from 2006 to present. Archived on freetalklive.com.
And we've been, now tell me out here a little bit, Stephanie, how long has the Sunday show been in existence?
The Sunday show has been going almost exactly 2 years. It might be our 2-year anniversary today, actually.
So I recently took a random sample. By random, I mean I just picked a month, and a recent month to sort of check the numbers as far as downloads go. And by a nose, the Sunday show is the most downloaded show in that sample period of time of all the shows, and I'm really impressed.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm so glad that, you know, first of all, it's really cool to have Free Talk Live 7 nights a week. I started out listening to Free Talk Live way before I was a host or anything.
That's right, you did.
I think I've been listening since about 2005 or
that's
maybe.
That's right, we talked about it in 2005.
Yeah, so that's that's what, 7 years at this point? So I've been with Free Talk Live for a long time.
The first full year that we were syndicated.
Yeah, and I mean, I was always wanting more. You know, there was the 3-hour show every night, but I was
that's right.
But I'm glad that we can do a show 7 nights so we can provide all this content. And I'm super thrilled that people are downloading the Sunday shows. That really means a lot to me. And I guess it's, you know, there are some people who don't like the Sunday show. Sure, everybody has their favorite. Everybody has their thing that they don't like. But, you know, I think we've made a unique product here on Sunday Free Talk Live that at least some people like.
I think so too. I mean, I've only been listening since say 2009 maybe, but it is just an absolute honor to be on the show at all, and then to be on the most downloaded show is, I mean, that's fantastic. I'm very, very pleased and honored, and thank everybody for the opportunity.
You just keep that honor
in mind.
I'd like
to thank the Academy.
I'll keep that. That's right.
For some reason, actually, the last Sunday's show, June 9th, for some reason, it was like super popular. It got about twice the downloads.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know why. It wasn't like we talked about anything particularly unusual. I mean, I thought it was a good show, but I can't figure out why it was just
so popular.
Maybe
in the show description when I said Stephanie Topless, it meant something. I don't know.
I wrote the description.
Wait, you wrote that down?
Well, I guess you'll have to download the show to find out.
I don't know why it would matter. It's radio.
Anyway, so...
You could be topless now. No one would know.
Well, we've got a room full of peeper.
People would like to know.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, you've got an article that I thought was pretty interesting. It's about happiness.
Yeah, this is from the Huffington Post, and it's Finding Happiness, Americans Care More About Pursuing Personal Passions Than Wealth, survey finds.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I was pretty much taught that wealth is a measure of success and maybe even the most important measure of success. And to get wealth, it's pretty much necessary to sacrifice your personal freedom and to do a lot of things that you don't really like and they're kind of painful, but that's what you have to do to be successful.
I don't think I was taught that.
Really?
No. I mean...
Good for you. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I think there's a long sort of cultural conversation, sort of cultural experience where people... oftentimes, immigrants will come to this country and work very hard with the hope that not maybe their children, but maybe their children's children will have the opportunity to work at jobs that they actually want to do. So they'll do really crappy work. And, I think that a lot of people have done this crappy work throughout the decades and the millennia, the centuries here in the United States and around the world. And with the hopes that their kids might do some work that they really, really enjoy. And I don't know. I guess I'm lucky in that way that I am. But I, Brian, to speak to the point here of the title, which I haven't heard anything else.
That's all right.
See, we just read it one line title.
We don't need anything else.
Yeah, we need a bird shot. We're golds.
Fine. But I mean, I could probably do another talk show, a different talk show, my own talk show, and talk about things that are, say, less controversial than what Free Talk Live talks about. On Free Talk Live, we try to address, every issue with critical thinking, and that is just darn close to blasphemous it's unacceptable in a lot of ways.
Yeah, to stick with your principles to make money seems almost like impossible, and it's just almost a foregone conclusion that, no, you can't do that, but...
I'm happy to make a middle-class income doing a Free Talk Live. Happy to do it.
Right on. Yeah,
and you have a family, you're happy with your family, you have a little homestead and pigs, and
pigs
life
and
is good. For
sure.
Kids,
life's good.
I mean, and with just the tagline, or with the headline on it, I mean, it is shocking because, that is, and to me, at least in my opinion, the American dream that everybody gets told is that, you come here and you can make the big money, and that's the point, is that you come here and make the big money. And people work really hard and in these really drudging jobs. If this was said to some other country, like if it said, in Kazakhstan, happiness comes from passions and not from wealth, I'd say, well, yeah, sure, of course. It's Kazakhstan. Those people have some logic or something. But to hear that that's true of a survey in the United States, I think, is very interesting in speaking to the times.
Tell me more about this. I'm curious to hear what they have to say.
Sure. Despite recent research suggesting that money can, in fact, buy happiness, more Americans are redefining success and happiness in a way that doesn't involve wealth.
Well, there you go. Studies contradicting each other.
That's right. Only around 1 in 4 Americans, that's 27%, still believes that wealth determines success, according to the Life Twist study, a survey of more than 2,000 Americans commissioned by American Express. So this is actually being done by one of those companies.
Really interesting because they have sort of an interest in having it turn out the other way.
Yeah, you'd think they'd have skin in the game. And then they'd want you to say, no, you need money.
Yeah, and that probably had something to do with the way that they asked the question. But do you think it's possible that people said, oh, yeah, money doesn't determine happiness because nobody has money anymore because the economy is so crappy?
I don't know if that's said. I mean,
they're just kind of adapting to like their own circumstances.
I think that that's happened at my house. I mean, we've spent less money on fewer frivolous things. I think people have to spend money on some sort of frivolity, but we're eating at home a heck of a lot more than we used to eat at home. My wife's really gotten into certain aspects of preparing food and diet and things like that. I mean, it's really important to her, and she doesn't even want to eat out any longer because the food that she gets when she eats out isn't the kind of food that she wants to, you know, have her family eat. And so I think that for us, the economic downturn has probably been a bonding experience for our family.
Sure.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, myself, I consider myself a minimalist, and I have been for a few years. And a minimalist is someone, you know, that pretty much you live with less, but only the best. And I think to some degree this speaks to that, which I think is great if more people are thinking that way, because, you know, again, that it allows you to really, I mean, and that's what this is saying. You know, Americans are more interested in their passions, and it allows you to live life instead of slaving away. You know, it's like the old saying that you're working to pay for the car that you can't afford, and then you have the loan on the house and all this stuff that you can't actually afford.
Yeah, the house that you never live in,
that you never enjoy because you're working so hard to pay off the car, and it's this treadmill that you just keep going on. And this, you know, this article is saying that no, people are realizing that that's nonsense to do that now. And that's very exciting.
Now, I saw some kind of video from, I think it was LearnLiberty.org, and they've got some great sort of videos on economics there. And they were talking about the difference in the cost of a chicken. And if, you know, in
between
1913 and, say, 2013, might have been different years. I'm certain it was different years. But basically, you know, how much time and energy it took to buy a chicken in 1913 versus how much time and energy it takes to buy a chicken today. And it was like five times as much time in 1913 to buy a chicken as it is today. And that's, I mean, you think about it, it's almost probably a full hour to work for a chicken. So you're talking about 5 hours of work to get a chicken in 1913.
Right. And is that because robots are doing everything?
Efficiencies in delivery.
I kind of like robots, actually.
Oh, I dig it.
I love them.
Oh, yeah, robots are going to
do my job for me.
Robots do lots of dangerous drudgery that we don't have to do anymore.
Exactly.
And it's interesting how, you know, you can vilify illegal immigrants, but nobody's vilifying robots anymore. They were doing it back in the 80s. Robots are taking our jobs!
Yeah.
But nobody wants to hear that crap any longer.
Yeah.
But they're still falling for the illegal immigrant thing. America, taking our jobs! They're coming over here and picking fruit. Americans could pick for $300,000 a year.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, anyway, let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. Are you satisfied with not as much money? Does money define success? 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition. More coming up.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.